This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. We're waiting on the head of the building trades, Ryan Boyer. Big power here in Philadelphia, really, and around the region on Larry Krasner, their endorsement, of course, of Judge Dugan. We'll talk with him when that happens. Scott Presler today at 2:30. He's in Wisconsin. The importance of turning that Supreme Court as far as the U.S. Congress. This guy is working it. All right, but I saw this morning, and Nancy Mace and others have been all over it today. This is Deerfield, Illinois, and we'll show it to you as I'm talking about it on YouTube, youtube.com/1210WPHT, if you go there now. It is a mom, at least, and then there were several others, talking about this trans student. And teachers, I'll say allegedly, because I don't know that they showed footage of it. I don't know how they would have footage of it, forcing girls to get changed in the same area as the trans student. Do we have any sound of the mom there, Dan? Yeah, here's a little bit of the mom explaining. Now, this is new in that usually, you know, this is how crazy they get. If you want to opt out and you'd say, hey, I don't want to get changed in here then. I mean, you should have a right to do that. But this seems to be what they're indicating. Now, you have to put up with this. Riley Gaines told us about the swimsuits they had to put on in front of Leah Thomas walking around naked. It would take 15 to 20 minutes to put on. Some of the women went into the bathroom to do it. Here, that doesn't seem to be an option. Here's the mom in this school district laying out something that goes even beyond what we've heard before.
I'm here to demand that the locker rooms and bathrooms at District 109 be designated as biological male and biological female, as there already is a gender-neutral option. The girls want their locker rooms and bathrooms back. They want their privacy back. This is why I'm here tonight. My 13-year-old daughter's well-being and mental health and privacy is at stake. This nightmare began on February 5th when my daughter was using the girls' bathroom and was stunned that a biological male student was using it as well. She came home frightened and was extremely upset. I asked her to talk with her teachers and find out more information. She was told by the administration that a student can use the bathroom as well as a female locker room because they now identify as female. I was sent an email to the teachers involved and received a call from Principal Wegley. He verbally reiterated that under Joanna Ford's direction and their legal counsel that the student could use both the locker room and bathroom. I expressed that the school was in clear violation of federal policy. The Trump administration issued an executive order restricting biological males from participating in sports and accessing female locker rooms. That day, I filed a civil rights complaint on behalf of my daughter with the Department of Justice. It has now been referred to the Department of Education. A federal complaint has been filed with the district to protect the students. The situation went from bad to worse. A few days later, the male student was present in the girls' locker room. Feeling violated, the girls made the choice to not change into their PE clothes with a biological male student present. The next day, assistant principal Kathy Vantrese pulled the girls into their office questioning them. The same day, assistant superintendent Joanna Ford, Kathy Vantrese, and multiple teachers all came into the girls' locker room, making them change into uniform. This went on all week with the addition of Ginger Laugerman. My daughter refused to take part in having her privacy being violated. How dare they? She ran out and called for me for help. Principal Wegley was offering my daughter a new PE class. The answer was no. She is not changing for the remainder of the year, and she is not changing into another class.
All right, so here's the difference here. Yeah, we'll go to Ryan Boyer here in a second. The difference here, and we'll come back to this, is demanding that they change into their uniforms there. No option out, none of that, with superintendents and others in there to make sure that happens. Wow, that's taking it to a level we haven't seen. All right, I'm thrilled to bring you Ryan Boyer, the head of the building trades. We had him on at least once before, and they are the biggest backer, and one, two, or three, the biggest backer I'd want if I were running for anything in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia area. He's the business manager for the Philadelphia Building and Construction Trades Council. Ryan joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ryan, thanks for coming on again today. Appreciate it.
Hey, Dom, thank you for inviting me, and good afternoon to you and your audience, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much. So you guys publicly now are the biggest backer that I can see of Judge Dugan. You have an incumbent, a powerful incumbent, nationally known. Why do that? Because even for a group like yours, that's a bit risky here. You want to have the DA, you know, in a friendly manner, at least a neutral manner. Why do that?
Well, I think that the safety of the Philadelphians and people that's coming to Philadelphia is paramount to the business environment and the climate to make Philadelphia a great city. And I just think that the current DA doesn't have great partnerships and doesn't share the same vision that our current mayor has. Just look, let's police people fairly, but let's punish people with the bad actors. And if you look at what the mayor did, she recruited more cops. She has more community cops. And I think that if you want to stop crime, you have to be collaborative. And I don't think that the current district attorney's proven to be collaborative in that effort.
For listeners, your group is a consortium of more than 50 labor unions in Philadelphia, which is big. You said something interesting there, too. I have never had a face-to-face or whatever you can imagine what that would be like for both of us with Larry Krasner. But he doesn't share this division of collaboration. And even, I'm told, on the smallest things, you know, this guy's very hard to work with, let alone his ideology, his vision. Did you let him know that you're going to do this? And what do you see his vision as? You are closer to it than what he would do in a press conference. What does he think he's doing, Ryan?
Well, I think Larry thinks that the criminal justice system was unfair and it was him and him alone, his job to stop it. And I think that some of the things that Larry Krasner does, I agree with. However, you have to understand and make differences between when a guy had a bad day and when a guy is a bad guy. And those people should be punished appropriately. And we have to look at some of the quality of life crimes and not just say, well, if you don't steal more than $500, we're not going to lock you up. Because look at the little store owner on Frankfort Avenue, on Germantown Avenue, that may be their problem. Listen, my dad, we owned a store on 11th and Green, and our profit margin was probably $250 to $300 a day. So if you stole us $500 from us, there's no profit there.
Yeah, absolutely. And You know, I've noticed this from the beginning. Homicide, as bad as it was, et cetera. What you just said is what the average person reacts to even more. The shoplifting thing, the blatancy of this. Give me a sense of convincing people. Who are some of the groups? Now, your group has a lot of people out there in the field. You're a convincing guy. You are wired in to all the players here in Philadelphia. What does it take? Who do we have to convince that was excited over this? You know, we were told this is new. Kevin Bacon, we play all the time, going on about Larry Krasner. He doesn't have to live here. He doesn't have to go through this. What's his base of support still, do you think? You have a broader base than arguably anybody in the city. What's his base of support?
I think Larry Krasner's base of support is disaffected people that were definitely adversely affected by the criminal justice system. And as we're moving Dugan through those communities, say, look, Judge Dugan has the same thing. He's a veteran. He ran veterans court to be more fair. Mm-hmm. But he's also going to be firm on the people that wreck havoc on our neighborhoods. That African-American mother that Sherelle Parker talked to that said, look, we don't want bad cops, but we certainly want more cops because they have to live in their neighborhood. The ethnic white blue-collar work in the Northeast that I represent, those we just have to let them know that you have a choice. I believe that Larry Krasner has benefited from people don't know that they have a choice, that they could have some of the integrity units. That we believe that if people don't belong in jail, they're innocent of the crimes, we should investigate that, and those people should come home. Pat Dugan believes that. But we also believe that we have to work with the administration to clean up Kensington. Kensington Court is a great thing. We want to extend that to 5 days a week. We want to make sure that people get the coverage that they need. It's not compassionate just to leave them on the street when they break minor laws. That's when you get them in law enforcement, but you get them with the social services system. That is compassion. So we want to let them know that Dugan is he's going to rule firm, but he's going to have a velvet glove. We don't believe in a one-size-fits-all. But Judge Dugan fought for this country, and we're going to let him know that he's a patriot, and this is what we need to move Philadelphia forward.
We played some of the opening semi-debate, I guess it was, Ryan. You know, it wasn't a straight-up formal debate you see on TV and all that. And it was very revealing where Krasner is going to go with this. Very aggressive, even bringing up the wife of Judge Dugan. And I thought Judge Dugan answered pretty firmly. I would have gone even further, though, you know, in my mind. When you bring the guys...
You're right. You're from Germantown, up in North Philly. Lee, don't say anything about my wife. She did not sign up for this. If you say something about my wife, you'll get the old guy that grew up in public housing at the Richard Allen Homes, and you won't get this erudite person that's on the telephone with you now.
Well, that's a guy that I love and I enjoy that. I'm glad you second that. I mean, it's insufferable to hear that. You know, there are big issues here. So that the guy's wife was a cop, big deal. That's an uptick, I think, here. So what do you see as any specific issues now coming up? You've really put out one that's the big one, that Dugan is not going to be just throw everybody in jail, but he certainly isn't going to allow. Well, Michael Nutter, Ryan, called Larry Krasner, poses himself as the Great White Hope when, you know, misstep a while ago. He's telling people almost nobody did the crime, and I'm bringing home all these people. Well, any number of these people, I believe, did do the crimes. They're the reason the neighborhoods are unsafe. And others take this as a way with Krasner that they're going to continue to do it.
Absolutely. If you look, Larry Krasner, I think Friday or last week, was sanctioned with a $120,000 fine for letting someone out and saying that the prosecutors hid some facts in a case, and the prosecutors hide facts in those cases. So the first thing that Dugan is going to do is bring back some of those career prosecutors that know how to try cases. Larry Krasner brought in all these people from Cal Berkeley, very smart people, but they don't know how to try cases. So you have 70% of our cases being withdrawn, by far the largest number of any big city. So even if you find a crime, 70% I'm going to be withdrawn. Damn. How do you have a criminal justice system when you know that 7 out of 10 crimes are going to be withdrawn because the prosecution isn't prepared.
That's exactly right. It's almost as if he intends it. You're taking some kid. I went to law school, and I remember the criminal defense guy I had said, most of these, a lot of these people, they couldn't, their coat would be stolen when they came into Camden's system. You need somebody that knows actually how to work with a judge and a jury, et cetera, not somebody who came from a highfalutin law school. You get in with some of the defense attorneys in Philadelphia, right there, you know what's going to happen. It's David and Goliath. Ryan, yeah. if you don't mind, just wanted an update, and if it's out of bounds, too sensitive, you can tell me. On the school choice, when you and I talked about that before, I was heartened. It is the right thing. I'm going to be launching something pretty big in the future. Would love to talk with you, but it might not be. You're centered in on this. Around school choice.
Listen, you could talk to me because I think that the criminal justice system and the education system are inextricably linked.
Yes, exactly.
The better educated you are, you have less contact with the criminal justice system. That's just a fact, right? So we need to provide as many options for our children to learn as possible. So I don't see these things as different. I see them as the same. And if you go up to Father Judge, they're doing amazing things with children from the neighborhoods. They're 98% job rate when they finish one of the vocational programs, Dom. It is amazing what they're doing. And we want to do the same thing in the public school system with charter schools. So school choice has always been my thing. I've exercised it with my own children, and I would be a hypocrite because I have resources to do that, not to extend that to people that don't.
We'll be calling upon you. I've never met you in person, but I salute
we
you.
We should meet in person.
We will do that. Too. Yeah, we will do that wherever you want. I'll make Dan just give you a number, and we'll set something up. And again, we've had Judge Dugan on. Do you have it handy? Where do we go for all the information on Judge Dugan?
I think DuganForJudge.com. That's it.
Okay, we got you. Ryan, thank
you. Dugan for DA.
For DA, right? We already was it. Yeah. Dugan for DA, D-U-G-A-N. Yeah. To be continued, thank you for what you're taking on here.
Thank you, Dom. I appreciate your work.
Thanks. Thank you. Ryan Boyer here on Talk Radio 1210. Dan's one of those things, he gets in trouble. I understand he's a big-time Democrat, the building trades. I've had four people text me in the last 30 seconds. Stop it already. I did ask about school choice. All right. You know, we get the guy to come on here. It takes a lot for him on that side to come on here, and he made great points. Krasner doesn't collaborate with anybody. I mean, it's not about him. It's about him. So is the secret, there are people, I know it's hard to believe, they just can't get enough of Krasner. It's a cult thing. They love it. Dan, you heard what he said when I asked to, I mean, look, the judge may have been thinking, uh-oh. When Krasner brought up his wife, he did say, take her out of your bed. More could have been done there. Just, you know what you tell the moderator? I'm stopping it right here. Stopping it right here, buddy. No more. Let's all be calm and then stand up to Krasner and tell him right there. What would Krasner have said? Oh, you're going to get violent now? Oh. Now, that's a moment. When they bring up your wife, how many times do we have to say that? The average person listening, a male or female, that's it. That's the opportunity you're waiting for. Well, she was a cop. My God. Krasner. All right. Never gets old. 855-839-1210. Give me a reaction. Scott Presler here at 2:30. Right now, though,
it
is time.
Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right. Our friends over at the Zlock Performing Arts Center have a big act. You're playing for a pair of tickets to see jazz guitarist Yashow Stefan on Sunday, March 23rd at Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County. For tickets and information, you just visit bucks.edu/tickets.
Dealer's choice today, Dom. We can do something new here where we can play a clip from Seinfeld, or I can play this same person in this clip of Seinfeld.
Okay.
Them singing a song. So would you rather hear them singing or the clip from Seinfeld, Dom?
Clip from Seinfeld.
I figured you might want to do that. Yeah. So, Dom, today we want to know who this individual is, all-time great. That is, you wouldn't know it. You'd think he might be Irish, but he's indeed an Italian man, and he makes it well-known. Dom, we want to know whose famous voice this is. 855-839-1210. First caller wins those great prizes. Here, heard in Seinfeld. Take a listen.
You forgot to take it off? Oh, you go into a department store, you put a suit on, and you walk right out. What are you, some sort of an idiot?
I'm sorry.
Where's the jacket?
Well, one of the gypsies took it.
Oh, the gypsies took it. Of course, New York has a lot of gypsies. You want every block, there's a gypsy.
Well, it's true, I saw it.
Excuse me, are you an entertainer? Are you in show business?
We want to know who that is, Dom, for today's win.
And I know that guy. He was here in Philadelphia.
Really?
We'll tell the story.
Like personally,
yeah.
You know?
Well, yes.
Well, I knew him. He's
yeah,
now,
well, it was a big event that we were in. The station was involved in. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. You're off to the Zlock for a great night on Talk Radio 12.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, here's the clue. Name the person.
You forgot to take it off? Oh, you go into a department store, you put a suit on, and you walk right out. What are you, some sort of an idiot?
I'm sorry.
Where's the jacket?
Well, one of the gypsies took it.
Oh, the gypsies took it. Of course, New York has a lot of gypsies. You want to be blocked as a gypsy.
All right. Let's go to John in the Northeast. All right, John, who's the person?
Tom, I'm surprised you don't remember this guy, Pack Super.
I don't think you ever said you don't remember him, Dom.
Okay, thank you, John. What's up with that type of stuff? I just don't get it.
What is that assumption that you just said before
I mean,
the break?
I hate to be, you did not, something. I'm with not thin skinned, but he's just like, all right, John, enjoy this lot.
Also, the way you just said that, he sounded like Seinfeld. What's with this guy saying? I don't know.
Pack Cooper, we did an event that was around gravy, not sauce, gravy.
Really?
I had to taste hundreds of gravies down, and I got 5,000 people may have shown up down at the Wells Fargo, whatever it was called then. And Pat Cooper was one of the entertainers, along with a cast of thousands.
Was he miserable, or was he a good guy?
No, he was fine.
I've heard that he's been sometimes miserable and
questionable
words.
He was saying stuff that, you know, that it was his daughter that was doing this, like it was his granddaughter. It had to be by that point. Come on.
Do you know the name of the episode that comes from, Dom? What jacket they're talking about?
Yeah, the jacket with the crest.
Uh-huh, yeah. Do you know the name of the episode?
I
remind you, Joe Sibilia.
Joe Sibilia.
No. The Friar's jacket.
Oh, the Friar's. Yes.
Friars
That's
Club.
Right. He was coming into the Friar's Club without a jacket. Yeah.
Speaking of, Joe Sibilia recently had Joel McHale and John Stamos on the Friar's Club podcast.
Wow.
Big things from the former
Yes.
producer.
We have to do, I don't know if he would be available to do Seven Fishes now.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. So here's how you get in. 855-839-1210.
Oh, you want to hear the song I was going to do? It's terrible.
Yeah. Let's hear the song.
Sip of any flip.
right, there you go. All right, you were better off with it. No, it was a great event. I'd love to do Gravy Fest again, although tasting in one day, I think it was 75 gravies. It was a little dip, but they were distinctive. You'd be amazed. One from another, you could tell them.
Joe in Columbus says, I thought all this time Pat was Jewish.
No. I don't know what his real name is.
Oh, it's Pasquale Caputo.
Ah, I thought it was Pasquale. There would be a Pasquale.
He tried out for Sopranos, too, if you believe it or
not. Got cut from the Sopranos. Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe he was too annoying there. He was fine, though. He wasn't annoying at all. He was a good guy. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get in. That Deerfield that we played for you, the new wrinkle in this, why it's making news. We've seen this before, right? These girls changing, locker room. Mandatory, they have to take physical ed or they get in trouble. They bring in the principal, and I think it was the assistant superintendent, to monitor it and say, no, you can't leave. You have to change in front of a male, whatever terminology, but a male. So the broader question is this. In what universe do they think they're going to get away with this? In other words, what's driving them, emboldening them? It's one thing to continue the Leah Thomas stuff. Somebody's going to be changing in your locker room. Yes, if you want to switch classes or use the bathroom, you don't have to be in, you know what I mean? Now, this school district, for some reason, took away any accommodation. The mom's right, and it is a civil rights issue. Well, what you're seeing is they're not used to being challenged on this. Any number of these school districts have in their heads that they are going to resist this executive order, that this executive order doesn't have the full force of law. What has to be done immediately? Rather than talking about it anymore, there ought to be one person in charge. Pick on five or six of the most blatant egregious. This would be one of them. And start the move right now to take away their federal funding. Whatever that money is, hopefully it's enormous. Start the move, or if you can only center on one, manpower, whatever, center on Deerfield right now. Make the move to take away their federal funding. They'll fight it. Democrats will jump into the ring defending this. This is a twist on this, in that it's unheard of that you would force these girls with all these people in the locker room saying that, no, you have to stay here. We're demanding you have to get changed into your uniform, shirt and shorts, I guess, whatever, from the school uniform, in front of this person. Are you insane? Well, they are. The bottom line is they're saying, essentially, we're still in this bubble. America's still the same. If this were the Biden years, we would have a parade for us. So I'm sure, hearing the mom, they're going to carefully move that angle forward. This is coercion. This is telling them they have to submit to this. They have no civil right here. And you know, in schools, if somebody says, hey, I don't want to do this, parents' rights, usually they'll at least stop it and reexamine it. To bring in the assistant superintendent, God knows what they were saying to these kids, too. Watch for this one. This is another level here. I think some Democrats won't even support it. Some. They'll try to distinguish. All right, the great Scott Presler in Wisconsin is with us next here. 855-839-1210. You get on board. You know, it said you just don't visit Sicily. You fall head over heels in love with this ancient crossroads of civilization. The Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they all left their cultural mark. So I'd like you to join me for the sun, the sea, and the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. I'll be headed to Europe again. And of course, that means only one thing, our great tour guide, Conservative Tours, all this for $55.44. I talked to a number of people over the weekend who are calling, getting ready to go with us. This includes airfare. It includes dining events that are out of this world. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, sunny Montreal, the Palace of the Normans. Call 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. We'll even enjoy the Godfather tour and visit the locales from all three films. Well, I hope not much of the third, but the second and first, that's got to be good. This is the crown jewel of Sicily. That has to be Taormina. Of course, we'll visit there. Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. It's ancient, charming, picturesque, and always a country within a country. I'll see you in Savoca. Call 888-733-9494. All right, every Monday at 2 o'clock usually, but we had a special guest there coming on board. Scott Presler holds court. He's in Wisconsin, I believe, today. I've been following all the events that he has set up. Why is this Supreme Court race in Wisconsin, of all places, so important? And what's happened here this week in Pennsylvania? Scott joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome back in. Thanks for coming on at 2:30 today.
Hey, Dom. Thank you.
Well, Scott, the importance of Wisconsin and the Supreme Court race there in any way that we can help. Why so important that you're in Wisconsin for a few weeks?
Well, I'll be leaving tomorrow for Wisconsin, and the election is on April 1st. And people at home, you know, whether you're in Philly or Jersey, how does this impact you and our ability as a nation to continue in the right direction? Well, the Supreme Court is currently 4 Democrats to 3 Republicans. And with one Democrat retiring, we have a chance to float it back to Republican. Now, why is that important? Because the Supreme Court allowed for drop boxes and is a threat to election integrity in Wisconsin. So if we want to continue to have success as a nation, then that means having electoral success in swing states like Wisconsin. And furthermore, the liberal opponent of our Republican candidate, Brad Schimmel, has already said that if she wins, she will redraw congressional maps, meaning that we could lose 2 House seats. So this race, while it's in Wisconsin, impacts you, Pennsylvania, impacts you, New Jersey, and impacts our entire country.
Tip of the hat to you seeing things like this. You've talked about this well in advance. We know how razor thin it is. And as we head into the midterms, it could even be more so. We hold our breath with each vote. If they had 2 more, we know exactly what's going to happen. The Trump agenda will be stopped. That's how important it is. So, Scott,
Yes, I'm sorry. I just want to make it clear. If you're a Trump fan, it would be a repeat of 2018. The Democrats would take control of the House, and that means that all investigations stop. All border funding stops. All legislation stops. That means the entire Trump America First agenda ceases to exist, and Trump will be a lame duck. That's how important this election is.
I don't notice, are both political parties, you get it, you're there, are they throwing the kitchen sink into this one, Scott?
The Democrats definitely are, as always. I will say, I think since 2024, we really learned how to play as a team. The Libre initiative is working in Wisconsin right now. Turning Point Action is working there. My organization and myself are doing events with TP Action. And then you have AFP, Americans for Prosperity. Finally, I feel like every group is coalescing and coming together. I think the Democrats are still outfunding us and outspending us, but it's not like it was back in 2023 when it was 10-1 Democrats outspending us. I think it's much more even right now.
Now, on the good news front, you tweeted this out and I went, oh my God, that can't be that Bucks County, as of this morning or whenever, they 5 registrations short of being 10,000 plus for Republicans.
Correct. So everyone knows the last couple of years we've been focusing tirelessly on flipping Bucks County from blue to red. And we finally achieved that feat of having a plurality of registered Republicans in Bucks County. And remember, everybody was like, Scott, you know, it doesn't make a difference how many voters you register. It matters if they actually turn out. Well, I really just want to say this clearly, our voter registration efforts, which flipped Bucks County to a plurality of registered Republicans in 2024, led to President Trump winning Bucks County by 300 votes, which is the first time that Bucks County voted Republican in a presidential election since 1988. So voter registration does make an impact. And to really tie a beautiful red bow on what this means, in 2008, there were 11,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans in Bucks County. Now, we are 9,995, meaning five voters away from 10,000 more registered Republicans, which, by the way, if you do the math, is a swing of 20,000 voters to the right in just a decade.
Yeah, it's a numbers game. And again, people don't get it. You register voters, but you turn them out also. How about in Pennsylvania in general, Scott? How was the last numbers today?
The numbers are great. Putting you on the phone for just a second so I can read this clearly. So the numbers were even better than last week. So a week ago, Democrats had an advantage of 180,334 voter registrations. Today, that lead is narrowed down to 178,700. That is a net loss for the Democrats of minus 1,600 voters in just 7 days, with the Democrats losing about 560 voters, while Republicans gained 1,000. Now, despite the shenanigans that the Philadelphia Democrats tried to play of reactivating inactive voters, if you take out inactive voters, that number, 178,700, goes down to 96,000. So even after 50 days of President Trump being in office, even after the Democrats coming after Elon Musk and pitching a petulant, toddler-esque fight during his joint address at the proverbial State of the Union, you're still seeing swing counties in the swing state of Pennsylvania go to the right in voter registration. And I do want to say one success story that happened this week, Dom. You know, you would have think that we had tapped out of the amount of voters in Pennsylvania, the amount of Republicans, but we're still growing the electorate. I had a family reach out to me on X, and they said, Scott, we've never voted in our entire lives, even in the 2024 election. And they invited me to their home over in Southwest Pennsylvania. So I drove 4 hours from New Jersey just to go to Altoona to register this family to vote. But listen to how special this family is. And I know we're short on time, but this is how special conservatives are. This family that never voted took in a homeless veteran into their home. And I was able to register him to vote. And I was able to connect him today. He spoke with Representative Dr. John Joyce's office. And we're going to work towards getting him back on his feet. And so that's what it means to be America First. That's what it means to be MAGA. That's what it means to be conservative, that we need to put all of our families first here in our country.
Nobody does it better. For all things Scott Presler, where do we go?
Earlyvoteaction.com. I'm spending the next 2 weeks of my life. I am driving to Wisconsin. Nobody knows where I am because I don't want to get swatted. So, thankfully, I'm always
Scott,
traveling.
Has that happened to you, Scott? We had on a couple people last week that it's happened to, and we think Kash Patel is on top of this.
I haven't been, God forbid, swatted yet, but I did call my local police, and I did warn them. But I said, respectfully, I just want to protect my community. I mean, I haven't been to my house in Pennsylvania since December. I'm never home. I'm always working. So, God bless everyone. God keep everyone. Earlyvoteaction.com. My X account is at Scott Presler, P-R-E-S-L-E-R.
Enjoy Wisconsin. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. It's amazing what this guy does. Just right there is a snapshot. You just can't write this stuff. Yeah, I'm hoping Kash Patel gets one of these people engaged in this, makes a point out of it, puts them in jail, the whole thing associated with it. All right, it will be the lightning round next, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. The numbers continue. And Jersey, his focus isn't off that. Wisconsin, though, you heard what he said. You get this one judge in there versus the Republican. They will move heaven and earth to try to, just like they did in Pennsylvania, change voting districts, micromanage it, all with the goal of flipping two congressional seats. Even if they get one, it's disaster. They get two. You know where we are and you know what that means. If that happens in the midterms, all investigations stop, all this stuff goes away. It's just a pitch battle every day. That's all it will be till the next election. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls here on the Lightning Round.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the Lightning Round.
That is exactly right. One note today, we didn't fully get to it, but a lot of back and forth over the Biden pardons and the auto pen. And the media basically saying to the press secretary, well, what evidence do you have of this? Hey, there's a lot of evidence floating around out there of times it was used, apparently, and Biden wasn't there in the White House. So you would think this would be the type of thing you'd be itching to get at. It might not be that hard to track it, to get a source. And the biggest thing that I can see off the top of my head is the pardons would be null and void. Oh, man. In addition to getting to the bottom of who actually was running the country. All right, Robert in Ben Salem's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hi, Dom, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys today. Real quick, if they didn't spend all that time and resources on DEI, CRT, and the transgender agenda, they might actually have the time and resources to educate the kids. Just a thought.
Yep. Anyway, you mean cursive. They might be able to actually write. Yes.
Whatever it is. Yeah. How about civic responsibility, financial literacy? I mean, you know. Anyway, my answer to the side question is somebody who all but screams Ireland. That would be Pat Morita, who was Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid and the owner of Arnold's in Happy Days. You guys have a wonderful, happy St. Patty's Day.
Thank you, Robert. Fran and Glenn Mills on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Fran, who do you have today?
Hi, I have the penis character Peppermint Patty as well as the candy.
All right. Good choice.
Two for one.
That's a prominent one. Gary in Newtown. Happy St. Patrick's, Gary. What do you have?
Thank you, Dom. Thank you, guys. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. I've got a local guy, not him, not really, but his dad. His dad played for the 1944 Phillies, Leon. He won his first NBA championship as a player in 1972. He then won five WNBA championships. He's also known as the godfather to the NBA, and he's half Irish and half Italian, Patrick Riley.
There you go. Pretty good hair, too. I like the hairstyle.
Slick back.
Yeah, the slick back, and in winning time, he didn't look anything. The guy that played him
Adrian Brody was very good.
Yeah, he was very good, but not a Pat Riley look-alike in that. The scenes and stuff, I think, though, were pretty real. It was pretty close to reality. Bill in the Bucks. Then I have one. Should I take it coming up? Because I think it's a slur. Online too. And I'll tell you a PSA that runs that. Yeah. We'll take it, but I'll put a cautionary note around it, which I think is fair. We don't want to squelch it.
Time has come for
Bill in Bucks County. Bill, what's yours?
Yes. Happy St. Patrick's Day there, Dom, Dan, Henri. I got my bottle of green tea here I'm sipping on. And my side question answer is Knife, Warden, and Pat Shunk. That would be Pat Steaks.
Oh, that's a
all right.
Answer,
yeah, Pat
Bill.
Steaks, the king of steaks, allegedly. Yeah. I don't know how we feel about Geno's anymore with some of their shenanigans after Joey.
Maybe I'm just super hungry, but that answer is really striking me.
That's a good one. All right, let's see what Jay driving through has to say here. All right, Jay, what's yours?
Good afternoon, Dom and Dan. How's everything going this afternoon?
Good.
Great show. I've been listening down here in the bayou of Louisiana. I'm about as far south as you can go without leaning right and dipping my toe in the Gulf.
Send up some
Gulf
gumbo.
America, that is.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll be having plenty of that tonight. My patty is something where all of these illegal immigrants should end up in when they get rounded up, and that would be in the paddy wagon.
All right, let's have a rolling on this one now. We might still play it here. It was a commercial. It was a PSA cautioning us to be sensitive, certainly to people who fought for their rights and were gay. But in the middle of that, they say they were put in the paddy wagon. And I'm thinking, whoever wrote this, don't you understand? You're talking about sensitivity. How about not calling it the paddy wagon?
What would you call it then?
Well, you know what the paddy wagon means.
I think we went over this last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're Irish.
Yeah.
The Irish are hooligans or whatever.
But I'm asking you, what would you call it instead?
Okay, police van. Let's see. Yeah, a police van. That's what it is. Yeah.
Definitions. A paddy wagon is a police van or vehicle for transporting prisoners. Meanings. The term originated from the slang paddy referring to an Irishman, especially in the context of policing.
Huh, I never knew that.
Okay, yeah.
Look at that.
I would, you know, it's not the end of the world. It was an interesting answer, but, you know, just a little bit. It's a negative toward the Irish. That's still how I see it, that they were the ones. That's why they named it that.
They don't want to call it a Pollock wagon?
No, or other derogatory terms.
That's coming
terms.
From a Polish person,
I realize that. Yeah, so the paddy wagon answer. Okay, let's get a winner today. Pretty good on these various Patrick's patties, etc. Henry, who did you like? If you like the paddy wagon, you could tell us. That's fine.
It wasn't my favorite. I like Chris in South Philly's Patty's Pub, just as a fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's a good one.
Joe in Columbus with Pat Pending, because those were on
that
the bottoms of all the Matchbox Hot Wheels.
Yes.
And I liked Fran and Glenn Mills' answer of Peppermint Patty. Double entendre there, yeah.
All right, Dan?
I'm using that word right.
Dom, I am starving right now, so Bill and Bucks is my Pat Steaks, man. Oh, it sounds delicious. Or how about Peppermint Patty, too? Because I'm hungry, but I like the answer paddy wagon. I do. I've learned something.
In a negative way. Is paddy wagon something you shouldn't say?
Well, we've said it about 50 times.
No, I meant that just routinely
seconds.
Using it. No, but we're breaking it down. I'll go with peppermint patty, though, since both had that.
Yeah, double meaning of the peppermint.
Yeah,
should have great sell on that one.
Yeah, very good call. Let's put that into the hat. And tomorrow we'll do it all over again. I think Dan has found a pretty original one that he sent me. Be ready for that. Riccioli next. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. And by tomorrow, I'm not sure what time and where it splashes down. We hope that the astronauts from the space lab will be rescued. We'll have the splashdown as they come back. And again, credit to Elon Musk. It's amazing when they redock how the engineering, the technology that goes into that. It'll be a big moment that Joe Biden would not do and essentially said, if I win, maybe I'll bring you home sometime. All right, Rich is next. You're listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.